Exodus chapter 6. Then Yahweh said to Moses, Now shall you see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. And Elohim spoke to Moses and said to him, I am Yahweh, and I appeared to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob by the name of El Shaddai. But by my name Yahweh I was not known to them. And I have also established my covenant with them, to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, in which they were strangers. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Wherefore say to the children of Israel, I am Yahweh, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments. And I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you an Elohim. And you shall know that I am Yahweh your Elohim, which brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you into the land concerning that which I did swear to give it to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and I will give it to you for a heritage. I am Yahweh. And Moses spoke so to the children of Israel, but they did not listen to him, Moses, for anguish of spirit and for cruel bondage. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Go in, speak to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, that he let the children of Israel go out of his land. And Moses spoke before Yahweh, saying, Behold, the children of Israel have not listened to me. How then shall Pharaoh hear me, who am of uncircumcised lips? And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, and gave them a charge to the children of Israel, and to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. These are the heads of their fathers' houses, the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, Hanok, and Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. These are the families of Reuben. And the sons of Simeon, Jemuel, and Jamin, and Ohad, and Jachin, and Zohar, and Shaul, the son of a Canaanitish woman. These are the families of Simeon. And these are the names of the sons of Levi according to their generations, Gershon, and Kohath, and Merari. And the years of the life of Levi were 137 years. The sons of Gershon, Libni, and Shimi, according to their families, and the sons of Kohath, Amram, and Izhar, and Hebron, and Uziel, and the years of the life of Kohath were 133 years. And the sons of Merari, Mahali, and Mushi. These are the families of Levi according to their generations. And Amram took to him Jochebed, his father's sister, to wife, and she bore him Aaron and Moses. And the years of the life of Amram were 137 years. And the sons of Izhar, Korah, and Nepheg, and Zikri. And the sons of Uziel, Mishael, and Elzaphan, and Zithri. And Aaron took to him Elisheba, daughter of Aminadab, sister of Naashon, to wife, and she bore him Nadab, and Abihu, and Eleazar, and Ithamar. And the sons of Korah, Asir, and Elkanah, and Abiasap. These are the families of the Korahites. And Eleazar, Aaron's son, took him of the daughters of Putiel to wife, and she bore him Phinehas. These are the heads of the fathers of the Levites, according to their families. These are that Aaron and Moses, to whom Yahweh said, Bring out the children of Israel from the land of Egypt, according to their armies. These are they which spoke to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring out the children of Israel from Egypt. These are that Moses and Aaron. And it came to pass on the day when Yahweh spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt, that Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, I am Yahweh. Speak you to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, all that I say to you. And Moses said before Yahweh, Behold, I am of uncircumcised lips, and how shall Pharaoh listen to me? End of chapter.